Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. Hi everyone, it's me, Haru.
And I.
皆さんこんにちは、Haru です。
I です。
And this is a January Cultures episode, and today's theme is Your Intro Guide to J-Beauty. Actually, this is our first time to collaborate.
よろしくお願いします。
どうぞよろしくお願いします。We are so excited to talk about Japanese cosmetics, makeups, skincare, and more. Before getting to the episode, we have some announcements for you.
February or next month is Listener Appreciation Month. Get your song requests in now at jtop10.jp. Remember, everyone will be getting our Patreon Platinum leveled episodes for the month of February.It all starts with our February Artist of the Month episode.
We've now got an Instagram page. Follow us at JapanTop10_10 for the latest news on the Japanese music industry and much more.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culturally based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget.Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
If you are enjoying this Cultures episode, remember, you can receive the full version of the episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at a dollar. Plus, you will receive the episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.All right, now let's get started. In this episode, there are five topics we are going to talk about J-Beauty. First of all, we should know the evolution of J-Beauty. J-Beauty, short for Japanese beauty, are products originating from Japan and are delivered from beauty method and habits from the country's people.
The beauty and skincare markets in Japan are old as they are technologically advanced.And Japanese people go the extra mile to maintain a youthful look and invest the best ingredients and products in their skincare and makeup routine.
Japanese consumers are extremely well informed regarding ingredients, chemical formulations, and different attributes of beauty products.
The beauty market in Japan has a value of $6.67 million in 2020 and is rising by 25% each year.Prompting intense competition among beauty and cosmetics companies.
As Shiseido's brand manager, Miyabi Kumagai, said, the Japanese beauty philosophy is very close to a healthcare philosophy.
Like many other aspects of Japanese culture, beauty ideals and modern skincare and cosmetics are directly linked to traditional values and concepts.
And we're going to talk about the Japanese ancient beauty wisdom and tradition.It's no secret that a person's beauty is often associated with having a light, bright skin tone and flawless complexion in Japan.
Many Japanese women still adhere to the traditional beauty method of the country's original beauty icons, the geishas.
Japanese women painted their face with a white powder called oshiroi way back during the Nara period from 710 to 784. The Tale of Genji.A classic work of Japanese literature written in the early 11th century by the noblewoman Murasaki Shikibu also makes references to the beauty of light skin.
During the Heian period, 794 to 1185, beauty ideals in Japan became less influenced by the Chinese following the suspension of Japan's embassies to Tang China and transitioned into a style more attuned to the Japanese sensibility.Women wore their hair very long and straight, almost reaching the floor, applied face powder, plucked their eyebrows, and repainted them higher on the forehead.
Oh, it must be like okame. Anyways, a beauty manual published in 1813 during the Edo period titled Miyako Fuzoku Kewaiden, or a manual of cosmetics in the capital, described desirable skin as being moist and naturally colored. The manual pretty much remained a Bible for the beauty industry through the next century.
The book also included skin whitening techniques, such as facial cleansing, using facial packs created from lead oxide and herbal treatments for acne, as well as using green tea, seaweed, and rice bran for more radiant skin.
Throughout this period, cosmetics also played an important role, relying on a palette of three basic colors: red for lips and fingernail polish, white for face powders, and black for eyebrow pencils and tooth blackeners. Yes, that was a thing then called ohaguro, to help prevent tooth decay.
By the Edo period from 1603 to 1868, pale skin was directly linked with the concept of beauty. Women used face powder made from a lead-based pigment and rouged their lips, cheeks, and nails using pigment from safflowers.
And after Edo period, J-beauty was much more developed. In the late 19th century, concerns over lead poisoning led to the development of face powder without the substance.
During the Taisho period from 1912 to 1926, women's advancement in society led to the development of quick and convenient makeup. Face powder began to be sold in a broader range of tints other than the traditional white, and tube lipsticks using other pigments and dyes began to replace the traditional safflower-based rouge. Vanishing creams, cold creams, and emulsions also appeared on the market.
Shiseido, one of the world's biggest cosmetics companies, was founded in 1872.
After World War II, there started to be more American influences in Japan, which resulted in makeup gaining even more popularity.
In the 1960s, the trend in cosmetics shifted to an emphasis on makeup for the eyes and mouth, and starting about 1975, fads such as the surfer look, heavily makeup eyebrows swept women in their teens and 20s.
In the early 1980s, as the economic high times continued to roll, even career-oriented women began craving a more feminine look. And while eye makeup became more natural in coloring, lipsticks became brighter.
The late 1990s saw unprecedented fragmentation of Japanese fashion, with the population splitting off into groups such as flashy gyaru, white color professionals, or mixtures of hip-hop and Japanese street style. One overarchingly popular trend was brown dyed hair.
Starting from the mid-2000s, an increasing number of women started turning to non-cosmetic beauty enhancers such as hair extensions, eyelash perms, and contact lenses meant to make the pupils appear larger.
Today, the words bihaku, which means beautiful and white, can be found on many skincare products, usually indicating a formula that promotes a bright and even skin tone and often includes ingredients that target hyperpigmentation and age spots.
Other current trends include an individual approach to makeup, nail art and other fingernail decoration, and medicated cosmetics.
So,
hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aisan, are you familiar with J-beauty?
Yes, I think I actually only know J-beauty.
And what comes to mind when you hear the phrase J-beauty?
Well, everything that we just learned is actually true. I thought I know more about J-beauty as I use the J-beauty products every day, like for skincare and makeup. But I was surprised that there was such a deep history of Japanese beauty. It's very interesting. Yeah. I think Yeah, I heard the word ohaguro before, but that's it. So what kind of J-beauty products have you used before, Haru-san?
Since I was born and raised in Japan, I think I used a lot of J-beauty or Japanese products, like including like shampoo or soap or like toners, cream. I think almost everything, like including like maybe bath bombs.
Yeah, me too. I'm also from Japan, so I think if you live in Japan, I think you use like J-beauty products pretty much for everything, right?
Yeah, and it's not expensive.
It's usually, yeah, it's very reasonable, yeah. Reasonable price for sure.
Are you a fan of the J-beauty style?
I think I'm not sure about more like the J-beauty style. Because I don't focus on bihaku so much for my skin. I actually like getting little suntan in summer. What about you?
Interesting. I do care bihaku because like my skin is kind of sensitive and currently I have a lot of acne. So I like to overcome my skin, like be healthier, but it's quite difficult.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I should just start thinking about my skin more. All right, so now we are going to songs. Song one is Eriko Tamura's Locomotion Dream, 1989. Locomotion Dream is released on July 19, 1989 in a single Maybe Dream by Eriko Tamura.
It's the song used in Kanebo's Morning Shake or Asashan shampoo and conditioner commercial, which also starts Eriko.
The anime series by Ashi Productions named Idol Densetsu Eriko, translated to Legendary Idol Eriko, is actually based on Eriko herself. Locomotion Dream is also one of the ending songs in the series.
The series ran from 1989 until 1990, spanning 51 episodes, and was also aired in France, Italy, India, and Spain.
Eriko has also landed TV drama and movie roles in the United States, including NBC series Heroes and 20th Century Fox feature Dragon Ball Evolution. In 2009, Tamura played Sok's stepsister in season 2 of Reaper.
On the next episode, our special episodes are back and Andy will be joining with me, Haru, and discussing all about Enka music. We'll see you in a week from now.
That sounds exciting.
Yay. Please stay tuned.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Japan Top 10. We hope you enjoyed this episode and I personally learned so much more about J-Beauty. Yeah, what about you, Haru-san?
Yeah, me too. And I hope you'll be able to come back to Japan and to buy Japanese cosmetics.
Yes, thank you. I will. After coronavirus, yes, I will definitely go. All right, so your host of this episode were I
and Haru.
We will see you again at the next episode. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye. Stay safe. Japan Top 10. Music
podcast. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.